This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said on Sunday he does not expect the United States will return to lockdowns despite the growing risks of COVID-19 infections posed by the Delta variant. Fauci tells ABC he thinks enough Americans are vaccinated to avoid numbers seen last winter, but not enough to crush the outbreak. The surge in Delta variant cases is rattling the globe. Parts of Asia were previously successful, relatively successful in containing COVID-19, such as the Philippines, Thailand, and Vietnam. They're now locking down hotspots. Some are pushing back against new restrictions. Beginning Monday, Army personnel will help police Australia's biggest city, Sydney, checking that people who have tested positive are isolating. In France, where the government is fighting a fourth wave of infections, thousands of people protested for a third weekend in a row against the introduction of a mandatory health pass providing vaccination or a recent negative test that will be required for entry to many public venues. Chinese cities rolled out mass testing of millions of people and imposed fresh travel restrictions as health authorities battled on Sunday to contain the country's most widespread coronavirus outbreak in months. China on Sunday reported 75 new coronavirus cases with 53 local transmissions, with a cluster linked to an eastern airport now reported to have spread over 20 cities in more than a dozen provinces. The outbreak is geographically the largest to hit China in several months after the country's successes in largely snuffing out the pandemic within its borders last year. The country is also scrambling to track more than 5,000 people nationwide who attended a theater festival in a tourist city in Hunan province